The tooth fairy, mind. You do it until she comes back. All right, miss. I'll get people to keep an eye on you until you get settled in. I think food comes in on the cart. You're not to let people cheat you. She looked at his hands and then up and up at the lower slopes until she saw the peak of Mount Banjo and added, not that I think they'll try, mind you. Yes, miss, I will keep things tidy, miss. The big pink face looked at her. Yes, Banjo? Can I have a puppy, miss? I had a kitten once, miss, but our mam drowned it 'cause it was dirty.
Susan's memory threw up a name. A puppy called Spot?
Yes, miss. Spot, miss.
I think it'll turn up quite soon, Banjo. He seemed to take this entirely on trust.
Thank you, miss.
And now I've got to go.
Right, miss.
She looked back up the tower. Death's Land might be dark, but when you were there, you never thought anything bad was going to happen to you. You were beyond the places where it could, but here. When you were grown up, you only feared, well, logical things. Poverty, illness, being found out. At least you weren't mad with terror because of something under the stairs. The world wasn't full of arbitrary light and shade. The wonderful world of childhood? Well, it wasn't a cut-down version of the adult one, that was certain. It was more like the adult one written in big, heavy letters. Everything was more. More everything. She left Banjo to his sweeping and stepped out into the perpetually sunlit world. Bilious and Violet hurried towards her. Bilious was waving a branch like a club. You don't need that, said Susan. She wanted some sleep.
We talked about it and we thought we ought to come back and help, said Bilious.
Ah, democratic courage, said Susan. Well, they're all gone, to wherever they go.
Bilious lowered the branch, thankfully. It wasn't that, he began.
Look, you two can make yourselves useful, said Susan. There's a mess in there. Go and help Banjo.
Banjo?
He's more or less running the place now. Violet laughed. But he's in charge, said Susan wearily.
All right, said Bilious. Anyway, I'm sure we can tell him what to do.
No. Too many people have told him what to do. He knows what to do. Just help him get started, all right? But if the Hogfather comes back now, you'll vanish, won't you? She didn't know how to phrase the question.
I'm giving up my old job, said Bilious. I'm going to go on working as a holiday relief for the other gods.
He gave her a pleading look. Really? Susan looked at Violet. Oh, well, maybe if she believes in him at least, it might work. You never know. Good, she said. Have fun. Now I'm going home. This is a hell of a way to spend Hogswatch. She found Binky waiting by the stream.